AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran has lashed out with multiple attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses. Two people were killed near Tel Aviv, Israel on Wednesday. Israel has kept up the intense pressure on Lebanon with strikes that it said targeted Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. President Trump says he's disappointed no allies signed on to help secure the Strait of Hormuz.
Everyone agrees with us, but they don't want to help. And we as the United States have to remember that because we think it's pretty shocking.
About 90 ships, including oil tankers, have crossed the strait since the beginning of the Iran war. The Western U.S. is dealing with a rare March heat wave.
Cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas are accustomed to triple-digit temperatures, but not in mid-March. And in San Francisco...
Yeah, usually it's not this warm in March, so this is kind of a nice surprise.
Excuse Jessica Ling for just wanting to soak in the warm, sunny weather at Chrissy Field Beach in the Presidio.
I'm out of the winter blues and stuff like that, so it's nice to be out here enjoying the weather.
Yeah, this is very enjoyable.
Thomas Jamar is visiting from Texas.
I've been out here before, and it'd be like so cold, I gotta have a sweater on.
It feels like summer already.
Justice Ruiz was walking a small pack of dogs.
Like, we go to the beach every day and this is perfect weather. So.
But here's the downer. The heat wave comes at the end of an unusually warm winter that's led to a lack of snow in the mountains. Snow that provides water for millions. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Federal Reserve is due to wrap up its policy meeting later Wednesday, when it's expected to keep interest rates unchanged. This is AP News. Police in Georgia have responded to a shooting at a Department of Veteran Affairs clinic. A suspect was shot and killed by police. A VA employee was airlifted to a hospital. Officials say Jasper police were sent to the VA clinic Tuesday afternoon. The city says in a statement on Facebook that officers confronted the suspect who was shot. One American nation has bested another to stand on top of the baseball world.
Venezuela has won the World Baseball Classic for the first time, rebounding from a blown eighth-inning lead to beat the United States 3-2 on Eugenio Suarez's tie-breaking double in the ninth. Venezuela built a 2-0 lead before a roaring pro-Latin America crowd in Miami. Eduardo Rodriguez and lights-out relievers limited the Americans to two hits before Bryce Harper's two-out, two-run homer in the eighth tied it. Daniel Palencia retired the side in order in the ninth, finishing a three-hitter. I'm Gethin Coolball.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.